Agartala, on February 6, Union Home Minister Amit Shah and Tripura Chief Minister Manak Saha held a roadshow from Ashram Chomohani to Chomohani Mod at Banmalipur in Agartala. During the roadshow, Shah reacted to the demand by the Tipper Mother Party for a greater Tipper land. He said that the demand for the Tipper land was raised when the communists were being unjust with the tribals. The BJP has brought about inclusive development, which also includes tribal communities. Tribals have got everything under the BJP. Amit Shah exuded confidence in forming the government once again in Tripura, saying the BJP will return to power with a bigger majority than 2018. The double-engine government will return with a bigger majority than before, he added. The Home Minister said massive crowd that turned up at his roadshow and public meetings shows the outpouring of people's support for the BJP. Also, the Union Home Minister said that thousands of people are here. This shows that there is huge support for the BJP. Congress is a sinking ship and people have rejected violent communist rule. BJP gave houses, electricity, drinking water, free ration and COVID vaccines to the people, across communities. Earlier on February 6, Shah came down heavily on the CPI, M, and the Congress in poll-bound Tripura, saying that both the parties disregarded the interests of the people and the state. Shah said both parties indulged in scams while in power and no allegation of corruption cannot be leveled against the BJP-led government in Tripura. Communists are criminals and the Congress is corrupt. Both have played with the people and the state. Assess the impact of about 30 years of communist rule and 15 years of Congress rule and compare them with 5-year rule under the BJP. You will get all the answers, said the Home Minister while addressing a public meeting. Amit Shah claimed that the BJP has run a transparent government in the state and worked for the welfare of the poor. The leftists indulged in scams and so did the Congress. Now, the two have come together. No one can level a single allegation of corruption at the BJP. Ours has been a transparent government under the leadership of Modi ji, a government which has worked for the welfare of the poor, he said. Detailing the work done by the BJP government in the state, Shah said injustice against the tribal communities in the state is a thing of the past. Under the BJP government in Tripura, the crime rate in the state has decreased by 30%. We never targeted any CPM worker, but more than 250 BJP workers were killed between 2016 to 18. I am standing before you after 5 years, I can say with pride that the BJP has changed the face of Tripura after ending the 27-year-long misrule of the communists. An orgy of violence went on in Tripura for 27 years and it wasn't until the BJP came to power that things changed for the better. The injustice that was being done to our tribal brothers and sisters for 27 years came to an end after we formed the government, he said. Work on making over 9,000 terrorists in the northeast surrender and providing permanent settlements to the Bru Rianj refugees was done by the BJP, added Shah. Tripura will go to assembly polls on February 16. The counting of votes will take place on March 2 along with those of Meghalaya and Nagaland. With inputs from NI.